for all the riches which God hath taken from our father, that is ours and our children's. Now then, whatsoever God hath said unto thee, do. For their riches were more than that they might dwell together, and the land wherein they were strangers could not bear them because of their cattle. And he spake unto them, saying, Return with much riches unto your tents, and with very much cattle, with silver, and with gold, and with brass, and with iron, and with very much raiment. Divide the spoil of your enemies with your brethren. And the men of Israel said, Have ye seen this man that is come up? Surely to defy Israel is he come up. And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches, and will give him his daughter, and make his father's house free in Israel. God said unto him, Because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. And he died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. And Solomon his son reigned in his stead. And God said to Solomon, Because of this was in thine heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet hast asked long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee. And I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like. And King Solomon passed all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom. Therefore the Lord established the kingdom in his hand, and all Judah brought to Jehoshaphat presents, and he had riches and honor in abundance. Now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance, and joined affinity with Ahab. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil, it was so much. And Hezekiah had exceeding much riches and honor, and he made himself treasuries for silver, and for gold, and for precious stones, and for spices, and for shields, and for all manner of pleasant jewels. He showed the riches of his glorious kingdom, and the honor of his excellent majesty many days, even 180 days. And Haman told him of the glory of his riches, and the multitude of his children, and all the things wherein the king had promoted him, and how he advanced him above the princes and servants of the king. He has swallowed down riches, and he shall vomit them up again. God shall cast them out of his belly. Will he esteem thy riches? No, not gold, nor all the forces of strength. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches, and knoweth not who shall gather them. They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, lo, this is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth for ever. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. A gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches. He that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. There is that maketh himself rich, yet hath nothing. There is that maketh himself poor, yet hath great riches. The ransom of a man's life are his riches, but the poor heareth not rebuke. The crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly. House and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, and honor, and life. He that oppresseth the poor to increase his riches, and he that giveth to the rich, shall surely come to want. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. For riches are not for ever. And doth the crown endure to every generation? Far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me. There is one alone, and there is not a second. Yea, he hath neither child nor brother, yet is there no end of all his labor. Neither is his eye satisfied with riches, neither, saith he, for whom do I labor and bereave my soul of good? This is also vanity, yea, it is a sore travail. There is a sore evil which I have seen under the sun, namely, riches kept for the owners thereof to their hurt. But those riches perish by evil travail, and he begetteth a son, and there is nothing in his hand. Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth, and hath given him power to eat thereof, and to take his portion, and to rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God. A man to whom God hath given riches, wealth, and honor, so that he wanteth nothing for his soul of all that he desireth, yet God giveth him not power to eat thereof, but a stranger eateth it. This is vanity, and it is an evil disease. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. For before the child shall have knowledge to cry, My father and my mother, the riches of Damascus and the spoil of Samaria shall be taken away before the king of Assyria. And my hand hath found as a nest the riches of the people. And as one gathereth eggs that are left, have I gathered all the earth. And there was none that moved the wing, or opened the mouth, or peeped. The burden of the beasts of the south, into the land of trouble and anguish, from whence come the young and old lion, the viper and fiery flying serpent, they will carry their riches upon the shoulders of young asses, and their treasures upon the bunches of camels, to a people that shall not profit them. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. As the partridge sitteth on eggs and hatcheth them not, so he that getteth riches, and not by right, shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. Therefore mine heart shall sound for Moab like pipes, and mine heart shall sound like pipes for the men of Kir-Hiraz, because the riches that he hath gotten are perished. And they shall make a spoil of thy riches, and make a prey of thy merchandise. And they shall break down thy walls, and destroy thy pleasant houses. And they shall lay thy stones, and thy timber, and thy dust in the midst of the water. Tarshish was thy merchant by reason of the multitude of all kind of riches. With silver, iron, tin, and lead they traded in thy fairs. Damascus was thy merchant in the multitude of the wares of thy making, for the multitude of all riches, in the wine of Helbon and white wool. Thy riches and thy fares, thy merchandise, thy mariners, and thy pilots, thy caulkers, and the occupiers of thy merchandise, and all thy men of war that are in thee, and in all thy company which is in the midst of thee, shall fall into the midst of the seas in the day of thy ruin. When thy wares went forth out of the seas, thou fillest many people. Thou didst enrich the kings of the earth with the multitude of thy riches and of thy merchandise. With thy wisdom and with thine understanding, thou hast gotten thee riches, and hast gotten gold and silver into thy treasures. By thy great wisdom and by thy traffic hast thou increased thy riches, and thine heart is lifted up because of thy riches. And now will I show thee the truth. Behold, there shall stand up yet three kings in Persia, and the fourth shall be far richer than they all. And by his strength through his riches he shall stir up all against the realm of Grecia. For the king of the north shall return, and shall set forth a multitude greater than the former, and shall certainly come after certain years with a great army and with much riches. And he shall enter peaceably even upon the fattest places of the province, and he shall do that which his fathers have not done, nor his fathers' fathers. He shall scatter among them the prey and spoil and riches, yea, and he shall forecast his devices against the strongholds even for a time. Then shall he return into his land with great riches, and his heart shall be against the holy covenant, and he shall do exploits and return to his own land. He also that received seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful.
But because of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lusts of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And Jesus looked round about and saith unto his disciples, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answereth again, and saith unto them, Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? And that which fell among thorns are they, which when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory? Now if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? O the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out! How that in a great trial of affliction the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality! In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. For in 1 hour so great riches has come to naught. And every shipmaster and all the company in ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off and cried,